from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, what's next for the Golden State Warriors after the offseason change? Kendra Andrews wrote a story yesterday.
She's had a great summer.
Man, yes, she has.
She's had a lot of stories.
So I guess the most important part of this story is the part where Draymond Green and Steph Curry and how they feel about the Warriors' changes. And Kendra writes, Curry, Green, and the Warriors have struck a balance as to how involved the stars want to be in the organization's decisions. Sources told ESPN that neither Curry nor Green want to be financial decision makers in regard to roster moves or transactions, but they do not want to be consulted. Steph has said, look, I do not want to be making those decisions. It puts me in a different spot than all of my teammates. I do not want that, a source told ESPN. Before Thompson decided to leave for Dallas, he asked his teammates to not go to ownership on his behalf. He asked them not to push the front office or lobby for him to anyone in the organization. He just asked them to respect the decisions being made. And they did. Curry and Green will be the first to say it feels weird that Thompson is gone ahead of Team USA's run in Paris. Curry told Anscape, of course, Mark Spears writes for Anscape, part of ESPN. He hasn't figured out the emotions yet, while Green told Cassidy Hubbard, I'm suppressing my emotions right now. However, both stars say they're excited about the moves the Warriors have made so far. And Curry and Green, of course, they're 34, 36 years old. They hopefully will get it figured out. But sources say Green and Curry trust what the organization has done with the team this all season. And they just want to win. But right now, they're okay with the roster. As of right now, as we move on from Lowry Marketing, who signed a big fat extension, what was it, 2 days ago? Yesterday? It was yesterday. So he can't be traded this year by the Utah Jazz.
It's the right thing to say at this point in time. And then, you know, they could like where the team is at or the roster's at, but maybe they get a bad first month and things change, right? So who knows? I mean, it's the NBA. Things are all over the place. I'm more worried about just staying relevant long enough so that Curry doesn't think like, man, I had a lot of fun with LeBron. Right. Man, I had a lot of fun with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Man, I had a lot of fun playing with, I don't know, Joel Embiid, even though he can't catch a pass.
Right.
You know, I had a lot of fun playing with Tatum and Derek White. Boy, they make the game a lot easier for me. I don't know. I don't believe that they, like, I get wanting to not, like, put it out there like, yep, I'm helping construct this team, because when it goes to, you know, if it doesn't go well, then you're the one who's got blood on your hands. But
no doubt.
I just don't believe that they don't have any input. I think they have a little.
Yeah, they're consulted.
Yeah.
They got a little power.
Yeah, but nor do I think they're, like, pushing specific roster moves. No, they're just, like, veto power, as I like to call it.
Another decision's going to be looming.
Which is earned.
Yeah, no doubt. There's another decision that'll be looming over this organization coming up in October.
What are the new City Connect jerseys going to look like?
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but...
Or whatever they're called, the City jerseys?
Yeah, they already came out with those. Every year they have new ones. Yeah, no, they already showcased them.
Oh, I thought those Trubisky. Are their new alternates.
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep up with the jerseys. I'll see them when they
are growing
them.
On me.
Yeah. So as you worry about the City Connects and what they may look like in October.
It's important.
I'm a little worried about, or not worried, but I'm eager to see what happens with Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody are due extensions. Now the Warriors can wait, and they could become restricted free agents after the season, but what will the Warriors do heading into training camp? Because they're eligible for five-year extensions, and Kuminga is eligible for an extension worth up to $224 million.
I mean,
while Moody's deal could range from $11 to $13 million per season.
How is the Kuminga one? What are they basing that on?
I'm not 100% sure. Maybe points per game, maybe value, maybe seventh round pick, but seventh pick overall. I'm not 100% sure on that. But, if neither signs the extension, yeah, they're both eligible for five-year extension. So, look, $224 million. Now, in this story, it says they will become unrestricted free agents after next season. I believe they're going to be restricted free agents, right? They're going to be unrestricted? I'm a little confused there. But Kuminga is eligible to sign a five-year extension worth $224 million.
Yeah. I love Kuminga. I'm really excited for this year. I'm in no hurry to sign a five-year, $220 million extension. Just me.
So Kuminga is restricted. I believe both of them are.
Yeah, they're restricted, yes, right? Correct. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Wait, unrestricted. Yeah, so that's why I would wait. And wait for them and see what another team offers them. Now, another team could offer them that same money and put the pressure on the Warriors and match, and maybe the Warriors do match. Yeah, but that's the direction I would go in.
I'm just real, really patient on the Kuminga contract.
Now,
even Moody, like $11 million for Moody.
$11 to $13 million.
Like, Moody was a free agent this offseason. If he was just this last offseason, I don't think he gets a multi-year $11 or $12 million deal.
That'd be $44.8 million a season for Jonathan Kuminga. So I thought $30 million was a freaking bargain for him if that was the case.
Well,
$30 million would be a bargain for Kuminga. And when you think about the cap exploding and all the contracts being thrown out there, guys like Emmanuel Quickley signing big-time deals and Scotty Barnes and whatnot, even Lowry Marketing at the money he signed, I'm like, man, $48 million a season for Lowry Marketing? Are you kidding me?
He's a good player.
He's a good player. Not great. Good player. So,
well, according to some Warrior fans, the dynasty is completely dead and the owner is a moron because they didn't get Lowry Marketing.
Well, you know, this is why I don't listen to a lot of people anymore when it comes to that stuff. I mean, honestly, you're a Warrior fan out there and you're out there sending tweets calling Joe Lacob an idiot and he is cheap and doesn't want to win. It's just idiotic.
Well, if they fail for a decade, then we have a different conversation.
I mean, it just
but to say it on the heels of what we just seen.
I mean, we just saw four championships. We saw six straight finals appearances. I mean, come on, man. Like the Warrior fans who out there think that Joe Lacob doesn't want to win. You're either high. He's just dumb. You don't think Joe Lacob, especially after listening to those podcasts too. Like, that's the problem. We're like, man, Joe Lacob's talking a lot. But you know what? You can't tell me. You can say whatever you want about Joe Lacob. You can say you don't like the way he talks. You can say he's doing too many podcasts. But I don't know one damn thing about Joe Lacob. And this is Bonte Hill speaking. Bonte Hill, the Warrior fan, not the employee at 95.7 or the employee at NBC Sports Bay Area. Bonte Hill, I know owners who don't want to win. We've had them here in this market. I've seen them all across the country. You cannot tell me with a straight face that Joe Lacob doesn't want to win, that his ambition and his initiative with this team is to not win games. You're out of your mind if you think Joe Lacob doesn't want to win. Out of your mind. The guy's obsessed talking about, I want to match Jerry Buss.
Well, let me ask you this then. What about to the people that say, yeah, he wants to win on his terms, and we don't think his terms are the way to build a team anymore?
What's his terms?
Reluctant to add certain individuals in certain trade packages. I'll play the devil's advocate. This is not how I feel.
No, but I'm going to play.
We're going to do this. I'm Egg Avatar, you know, Johnny Basement, staying in his basement, and I've never, you don't know who I am. You don't see any of my pictures. Bonte, you're going to defend Joe Lacob? They drafted poorly. They could have swung a deal for Miles Turner, for Pascal Siakam, for, you know, Brandon Ingram, for Lauri Markkanen, for Paul George, and they refused to move any of their young players. Why should I trust that Joe Lacob wants to win when they had all of those trades they could have and should have executed?
Well, number one,
and they believed in their own young players more, and so that's why they didn't get those guys.
Well, number one, I'll say that's all hot air about Pascal Siakam. Masai Ujiri wanted the world for Pascal Siakam at the time, and then last season, Pascal Siakam, Masai Ujiri basically told us, yeah, I don't like any of your players. I don't want them. I've got Scottie Barnes. I just traded for RJ Barrett. I just traded OG Anunoby. I'm not looking for small forwards, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Johnny, you like the Johnny Vaso?
I was telling him, I think I like this, but I need like a fat head. I need to be like, yeah, I need one of these fat heads. I need to be Johnny Basement. So I actually, you know what?
Your head's right next to you on the wall there.
So believable.
Yeah, but I need to be. I saw it on Monday morning
and it freaked me out. I'm not going to lie. When I sat down.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like looking at it.
It's very distracting.
I'm looking at Dan Dibley.
Do we have any other fat heads?
They're all looking at me. They're all looking at me in this position. I don't like that.
I don't know. Willard's looking right at me.
No, I'm looking at Willard. He kind of looks at me. Dibs is looking at me.
Dibs, that photo's from at least 15 years ago.
He's watching
Guru.
You.
Stiney, like, these photos are...
He's a fat head, all right?
He's
don't
watching
do that.
You.
These photos are terrible.
There's a lot of look,
these photos
look
are terrible.
On.
Terrible. Now... All eyes are on it, B.
We're just missing Nahegan front and center on that little column behind
you. So how do I do
Spadoni? Spadoni
right?
Should be up there. He does pregame show.
My nose is too big for those.
No, that's fine. Get Spadoni on there. By the way, Jake PV920, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
I just texted into the 95.7 The Game text line, Bonte. They draft poorly. They could have traded for, Kuminga for Pascal Siakam. I just texted this in. They could have traded for Paul George. They refused to put Pods and Kuminga in there.
Well,
I just texted in another one. They could have gotten Lauri Markkanen, and they refused to trade their guys.
I would ask Johnny Basement, who's sitting in his basement, with his hands inside his pants like Al Bundy, how do you know that? How do you know what they could have done? Is that sourced? Are you just gathering that from the, are you just reading the tea leaves? Where are you getting that from, Johnny Basement?
Well, as I text back, he's got his own family running the team. They ran Bob Myers out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like this? Is this working as a visual?
How do you tell me?
I don't know.
Love visuals on the radio.
I just saw Spadoni and Lumbee. They just put their heads down. They're already focused on something else.
I was trying to be an avatar.
They're already checked out.
I'm out.
Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame?
888-957. Took me a second to see what you're doing. Like, why is he? What is he trying to do?
He's trying. I don't know what he's trying to do.
We need one of those fake speaker things. Like, what are they doing? Like the unsolved mysteries. And it's the guy with the smoking gun or whatever. We need like those voice changers on it. Can we get the? I'll get Tim Jordan.
I have a good authority that the Warriors ran out Bob Myers.
I mean. He asked me a question and he's stuck in a Spinotti. I kind of like this Johnny Basement thing. So he wasn't even listening to my answer. Johnny Basement. See, that's what I would tell.
Made trades.
So that's what I was saying to Johnny Basement. You're not even listening to what I'm saying. So you don't know what you're talking about. So why do I have to explain anything to you? Look at my track record. Look at my resume.
You're a mouthpiece for the team.
Oh, I am a mouthpiece.
You work for Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting checks from him.
Hey, trust me. If I was working for Joe Lacob, I'd be driving a Land Rover right now.
How can you afford Ebbets gear? You must be cashing Joe Lacob's checks.
Well, I'm cashing 95-70 games checks, and I save my money, and I splurge from here and there. If I was making, you know, that's the funny when people come at me about that. I was like, man, you're working for Joe Lacob. Man, I'd be riding in a Benz, Bentley, Porsche, Lamborghini. Trust me, I let it know. And if I was working with Joe Lacob, I would love to get checks from Joe Lacob.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
I would love to be a GM.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine me holding press conferences as a GM?
No, hold on.
What's that?
Do you believe that Danny Ainge, who's notorious for being a stickler, that the holdup in the deal for Lowry marketing was Brandon Podziemski? Do people really believe that?
I just texted in 95.7 The Game text line. Yeah, Bonte, you got to include Pods, and you got to include Kuminga, and you can't just start with Moses Moody in a trade. I mean, give me a break.
So you believe that Pods was an end-all, be-all?
I texted in, Bonte, yes, Pods and Kuminga needed to be in there. Because if you're banking on Pods ever being better than Lowry Markkanen as a player, well, then you're wrong.
So.
You can see the head bobbing still, the hand there.
So, you would be willing, Johnny Basement, to trade Kuminga, Moody, and Brandon Podziemski for Lowry Markkanen. That's what you wanted, plus all those picks. For Lowry Markkanen. That's what you want to do, Johnny Basement.
As I type in and I text, yes, Bonte, of course. You only have one Curry. He's the franchise player. You have to do everything you can to exhaust all resources. Forget the future. It's a scorched earth policy post-Steph Curry. It's all about one more ring for Curry.
So Lowry Markkanen is getting you closer to that ring. That's what I ask you. If I'm Lowry Markkanen is getting you closer to that ring. Johnny Basement's done. Stop.
Well, this is what happens usually is when you come with a salient point, anonymous account just like goes away. And then we wait for us to be right again.
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. I am. I'm going to buy stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Do we have any other choice?
You have a choice in life. You have a choice in life.
I don't know, Joe.
You have a choice. You could say, I'm not buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. You have a choice.
Let me just say, as volatile as the stock market is, I'm not ready to invest in Wiggins currently. I'm going to wait it out.
Well, the stock market's been volatile. I bought stock in a place.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried. You know?
That Blake Snell stock is,
you know, if your stock does well in 1 2-month stretch throughout a 9-year career is dipping,
I've got a lot. I got a lot of good stock. I got good stock.
Is it like the GameStop stock where it just goes just exponentially high for a month?
Oh yeah, you buy the dip, and then you just ride the wave, and then sell. I do that from time to time. Stock market's fun. Stock market is kind of fun, man. It's kind of fun.
It's always fun game.
And I got stock in that guy because he's played at least 65 games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.